The iPhone was immediately dubbed the Jesus phone by bloggers, but Apple's competitors emphasized that at $500, it cost too much to be successful. "It's the most expensive phone in the world," Microsoft's Steve Ballmer said in a CNBC interview, "and it doesn't appeal to business customers because it doesn't have a keyboard." Once again, Microsoft had underestimated Jobs' product. By the end of 2010, Apple had sold 90 million iPhones, and it reaped more than half of the total profits generated in the global cell phone market. "Steve understands desire," said Alan Kay, the Xerox PARC pioneer who had envisioned a Dynabook tablet computer 40 years earlier. Kay was good at making prophetic assessments, so Jobs asked him what he thought of the iPhone. "Make the screen 5 inches by 8 inches, and you'll rule the world," Kay said. He did not know that the design of the iPhone had started with and would someday lead to ideas for a tablet computer that would fulfill, indeed exceed, his vision for the Dynabook.